So Easter is just a few short days away, and we are getting ready for it. The baskets are out, the bunnies are out, the eggs are out. And so is a book called Happy Easter from the Crayons. And this book is written by Drew DeWalt and Oliver Jeffers, and it is read today by Mommy and... What's your name?
Chuck.
What? Chuck?
Chuck.
Chuck. Mommy and Chuck.
One of the Easter bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
Minions, a baby chick.
Oh, you're one of the Easter Bunny's minions, and you're a baby chick. Well, when we open the book, the very first thing we see is a purple crayon. But is it really just a purple crayon? Because I'm noticing some things about it. It has...
He's also wearing paper clips on his ears.
He's wearing ears. Yeah, he's got bunny ears on him. I wonder if the crayons have their own Easter Bunny, and if he is it. Let's read. Wait, oh... The next page we see a blue crayon, and it kind of looks like he has bunny ears too, but they're scissors, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. The crayons are getting ready for Easter, and we can see orange and blue and red and purple, and orange and red are holding something. What is that?
Paper.
But there's shapes as well. Orange is holding
a
square, and red is holding red is holding
a circle,
and so blue's not holding anything. He's just smiling. Let's see. Red crayon donates a circle. And what has the red done to it? Those kind of look like triangles to me. What do you think? Yeah. Well, purple looks at it and says, "That is not an egg. Are you going to color an egg?" And the red says, "Nope." Interesting. Orange crayon decorates a square. And yep, that same square that it was holding earlier is now covered in... What are those?
Like spirals?
Yeah. And the purple crayon, again, is upset about this and says, "Hey, that is not an egg." And the orange crayon says, "Nope, but it is the color of the sun." It's true. Sun is kind of orangey and yellow and bright. Yellow crayon decorates a triangle. And it, sure enough, there's a big triangle that he's holding. And it's also covered in... little spirals, yeah. Purple seems a little confused. "That is totally not an egg."
"No, but it is the color of the sun."
Wait a minute, isn't that what the orange one said? "No, but it is the color of the sun." "No, but it is the color of the sun." Why are they making sun-colored things? What's going on here? Esteban decorates a rectangle. Well, I'm so glad that you asked, because you can see in the picture who Esteban is. See? Esteban.
Oh.
What is
green?
Yes, the green crayon has scribbled out the words green crayon, and he has instead written in Esteban, because he wants to be different. Well, purple is looking at that and going, "That is definitely not an egg." Well, no, rectangles are not eggs. But Esteban says, "No, but oh my gosh, look at how magnificent it is." Esteban has pizzazz. And it looks kind of like squigglies. Mm-hmm. Or what would you call that?
Squigglies,
yeah. Okay. White crayon decorates a star. And what color is it? Mm-hmm.
Wait.
He
colored it like the ceiling.
So purple looks at it and goes, "That is not an egg. Also, did you even color it?" And
The white says, yes, I colored it. Thank you very much.
It's kind of hard to see white, isn't it?
She kind of...
Wait, no. She did color it. See, there's blue.
Yeah. It has the texture of paper. Hmm. Oh my goodness. Blue crayon decorates a rhombus. Do you know what a rhombus is? What shape that is? Mm-mm. Uh-huh. It's a four-sided shape, but it doesn't necessarily need to have all four sides the same length. They can be different length sizes. And the blue one is laying on the ground and goes, I know, not an egg. Don't start with me, Purple. I need a nap. And I can see why. He is so much smaller than all the rest of them because look at how much of him he's used. The blue rhombus is covered in lots and lots of color. He used quite a bit of himself to make that rhombus. Okay. Purple Crayon is super confused. No one is decorating an egg. And it's true. We look back at the and we see that yellow has a triangle and red has a circle and orange has a square and blue has the rhombus and Esteban, who is
white,
has her star.
Yes, we are,
they say. And on the next page, oh, Purple says, oh, now I get it. And Red says, but where are we going to hide this thing? And Blue says, I know. I'm very worried. Where are they going to hide? So what they have done, my friends, is they have taken an egg and they have glued all their different shapes that are colored onto it. And they hide it in with all the crayons because it's covered in all the different colors of the crayons. And the blue says, nothing to see here. And he stands in front of the egg. But we can still see the egg, can't we? Because crayons don't really cover up a whole egg, do they? No. But all of the colors look at us and they say,
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. And I think they did a very good job of decorating. Although I do like to use, I like to color eggs, don't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're fun. They are fun.
But that's the end.
And that is the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.